graves the whipping. They shed the dead weight of morals and sins set loose by Zeus. Declare space time and lead the murderous horde known as experience. Grind.
Catorce.
That's 14.
Is that is that the number they say in that U2 song?
I think so.
Uno,
that's so off.
Trace, Catorce.
Was it one of the songs
I thought he was saying
illegally put on my phone?
No, it wasn't that one. It was okay. The one that
there's a better chance of
Dennis Miller used as his radio show intro. What a life, right? The radio show host? No, I mean, kinda.
You make me want to put on Casey Kasem voice.
Do it. The whole time. It's a new year.
Send me back in time to the 90s when I can be like a regional morning zoo radio guy. I go to work at like 4 a.m. I'm done at 10.
Yeah.
And then I go like host some wet t-shirt contests.
That sounds like kind of a sweet gig.
Come on, right?
Do they even still do that though? Like, is that a thing still?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that. If I could go back in time, send me to the 90s and let me do that. I feel like that's still a thing,
but it is definitely a mix of the sexes.
You're listening to Crash and the Badger
contest.
We're here for your ride time commute this morning.
It's like the way I'm like thinking of it though. Like, I just watched Stripes again for the first time in a long time, and they had like the whole mud wrestling scene in there. But I'm thinking, is the Jello wrestling scene or KY wrestling scene in like old school? Is that going to be as dated as a payphone? Now, is that where we are?
I think so. Yeah.
With those types of scenes?
Oh, that is a really good point. It's not even just technology. It's the little things that you definitely don't do.
Cultural moments.
Yeah.
Is it the scenes or the director? Because that's the same creep director that like...
How would you feel if you went to the movies tomorrow to see a movie that comes out on January X, 2026, and there is just... a Jello wrestling scene in it.
I mean, depends on the context,
right? I mean, if this wait, film is taking place in the 90s, that makes sense.
If I'm there to see it's Pixar's new movie and that pops up, I'm going, huh?
It's a spring break.
Food Story 5's popping off.
Food Story 5.
Or, yeah.
Forky's getting it.
It's a Pixar mom movie. In those three instances.
Somehow ends in a Longaberger or Tupperware sale.
a Pixar mom movie. What rating is that getting from the MPAA?
Ooh. I mean, we're aiming for G for good title golly alone. Miss Molly.
Golly Miss Molly. Parents strongly cautioned.
Yeah.
Creeps are.
I feel like what you're kind of like describing is kind of like a teen mom situation, though. I feel like you have to age it down a little bit to make it still appropriate to the audience that they're going to want to go for on this. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of make it feel like a little bridesmaids-y, a little bit, like have a little fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the great. Does you guys are both Bluey aficionados. Does Bluey sneak in like the jokes for the adults in the room that
absolutely.
Kids, do? It's okay. Mostly for adults.
I would say there are some episodes that are almost entirely geared toward adults.
That's one of my favorite things, like watching old movies I loved as a kid and seeing all those innuendo jokes that I was like, oh, okay.
There are scenes where like they cut to a conversation that the adults are already having and you're like, are they talking about Bandit getting a vasectomy?
Cut it out.
No, you're not chilling. Sometimes it's okay to go ask to mouth.
That's what Dave Coulier was, a hysterectologist.
Oh.
That was his. Yeah? All right. Not even Brian.
Yeah. My mom.
Yeah. You know it's bad vine. When I don't laugh at it.
Died on the vine, they say.
Brian will laugh at anything.
This is Casey Kasem. Yes, they found me in the woods dead because I died on the vine.
There's like, Casey Kasem is one of the people I would imagine is grown in the woods on a vine, and there are multiple. Man.
We just got to find the Casey Kasem plant.
Ryan Seacrest?
No.
Like,
no.
Of him, like, no, a few days ago? Oh, man.
Is he still a thing?
Oh, it's bad. It's but, weird
like,
as fuck.
What he was looks, it? Describe it.
Like,
I'm going to assume. All
right, so number one is his hair is really fucked up. It looks like a fake wig, like what that one guy wore to his court date. And then his face is like really, it looks like he's wearing like a Magneto mask that's skin colored. And then his face is bulging out of it. It's weird.
Okay.
So like all of us have microplastics in our body now. And that's just something we have to deal with. I feel like Ryan Seacrest at this point is mostly plastic though.
They're not micro.
Oh yeah.
He's just a small man.
Yeah. It's
macroplastics.
Yeah. I just stumbled upon a couple of recent pictures and clips of him. And
here's the one that I saw.
Dear Lord, he does. It looks like Discord is blurring this for me because it is censoring it as obscene. Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
He looks like David Hyde Pierce with David Bowie hair.
That's pretty good. Pretty good description, to be honest with you.
Why does this look like one of Neil Patrick Harris's attempts at getting laid in Ted Lasso, not Ted Lasso, and How I Met Your Mother?
It looks like...
But challenge accepted. I will wear something absolutely terrible.
It looks like they started to do like the CGI version of the monkey thing that Robbie Williams had done earlier, but they stopped like halfway through.
Nope, no idea.
Man, I'm what?
It kind of looks like it was like a 3D printer, like from Fifth Element when they're printing out the sexy lady. And they're going with it, and it's like, okay, we're going Russell Howard. No, I said Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's God, like, that's it's like good. Willem Dafoe meets David Bowie.
Wow, that's good. I kinda still just can't. I still just
audio
can't get
medium,
out of my head. Like,
oh, yeah. This should be the title card, I think.
I got to imagine Tim Burton saw this picture and said, that's what I want the monkeys to look like.
He's casting Ryan Seacrest right now.
This is fucking disturbing.
I'm sorry.
I see what you're saying, though, about the mask.
2026, y'all. It's actually January 1st, 2026, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Not to you, listeners. You get to fucking... You don't get to hang out with us on the day. You're hearing this after the fact.
Ryan sounds losers. A lot more deeper voiced, and that's because Ryan is Dave. How you doing, buddy?
I was trying to think of something that Ryan would say. I was going to say it, and it just didn't come to me that quickly.
He's doing fine.
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. It's potpourri episode, gentlemen. We got some basic topics. I gave you guys a few of them off the cuff. And the first one, I guess, is, New Year's resolution. Are they passé? Do you guys do resolutions still? Have you held to them in the past? Multifaceted question.
I think this is a good one for Dave to start with.
Why do you think this is a good one for Dave to start? That's so last year, Sean.
Dave, what do you believe?
Yeah, that's so a week and a half ago.
No, for resolutions, I keep the same one every year, and I'm going to expand on it this year. I've read 50 books for the last probably 10 years now. That's kind of the goal, is 50 a year.
That's 500 books.
When they have pictures, you can burn through them faster, too.
Can you read the same one over and over again?
You can. You get surprised where Spot is hiding every single time.
Sick. That's the goal. New Year's gonna be there.
And then the next goal, well, at least the next resolution is, last year my big one was finally write a fucking screenplay. Just kind of get it out of my head, stop preparing to prepare. And I finally did it, and I finished it nick of time. And it felt really good because it said, all right, now I'm gonna write something I actually want to write and not just write something just to write something. Kind of just kind of like whenever you're drinking a lot. And you break the seal. Mm-hmm. I had to break the seal.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you can take the piss you want to take, not the one
exactly.
You have to.
I'm pissing on my own terms now.
I don't think that's the right analogy then. Because once you break the seal, That it's just that you're at your body's whim at that point. 7 minutes later, gotta go or I'm pissing my pants.
You can tell the story your body wants to tell now.
That's a good analogy.
No, I think that's really awesome.
The story your body wants to tell.
Yeah.
So what is
whether you're at the age of 35, you have to.
That's true.
What is calling you? Another screenplay or?
No, I found a cool story that I really liked a while back, and I think I finally figured out in my head, like, oh, that would actually make an interesting kind of episodic story more than anything. And it's actually about a D&D campaign that a guy named Robert Wardhouse has been doing for the past 40 years.
I just read an article about that like two days ago.
Yeah, kind of like taking inspiration from that and kind of trying to build it out into something a bit larger.
That's cool. Kind of
and use these roles
within the game as like an escape from reality type thing, but I don't know. It's the way I've written down so far, it's a lot of asking, like, not so much for permission to move forward on a lot of stuff, but just be like, it's okay to be okay. You don't have to, I don't know. There's a lot I'm working on with this one. This seems like fun.
And in today's day and age, you can literally just use his name and everything that he's doing and don't even ask permission. And you just go, it's okay. It's 2026. I own you.
He lives in Canada. What's he going to do?
Yeah, you should have made your own movie.
If he didn't live in Canada, he wouldn't have been able to play the same D&D game for 43 years straight. Because he would have found something better to do with his time. But Canada.
True.
It's true. Fucking Canada. Tim Hortons and D&D.
That's fucking sweet, man. I am looking forward to reading anything that you put out.
I'm very curious about the screenplay you wrote.
I am too.
The last one was a really personal one too. I think it's like it was needed to kind of break the wall down of just to do it, just to get out there and do it. Stop talking about do it, just fucking do it.
Was it called Bigger Fish?
That's exactly what it was.
So good.
I knew it.
I just can't wait till we complete the trilogy of Biggest Fish.
We're really gonna milk this thing. If you're not planning for a trilogy at the minimum, you're not ready for that Hollywood money.
That's when you find Crud out.
And that's why he doesn't get it.
When this comes out, you don't even know that it's a trilogy. It's like the whole Unbreakable, Split, like all of those. But it's Bigger and Biggest Fish. And it's actually a Dr. Seuss story.
The entire time.
The entire time.
Dude, Dr. Seuss has a dark past.
Yeah.
Dark past.
It's a little wild if you just start
pretty
peeling
fucked
that
up stuff behind.
Yeah, like she has a lot of racist cartoons. To like drove her to kill herself pretty much. Not pretty much. Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say what is pretty much about that?
She pretty much killed herself.
He found her just dangling and then
just
hung
like
off
Princess
her feet.
Princess Bride, like, only mostly dead.
Jesus Christ.
Have fun storming the castle.
Yeah. And sure enough, we got a Dr. Seuss freaking museum like 45 minutes from my house. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tell him what's up. quick question. You know, that's great about your green eggs and ham. I love it. Can you tell me about when Dr. Seuss killed his ex-wife? Can you remind us of all that?
Yeah, which hallway is that in? Can I get to that part of the exhibit?
Do you have any of the cartoons he drew of Japanese people during World War II? Where are those at?
Oh, yeah. Didn't he do a bunch of political cartoons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it was for America, so it was fine.
Yeah.
As we're learning.
Yes. Anything you do for America is all right. It's
sure.
Yeah. You have complete carte blanche to do whatever the fuck you want.
Complete what?
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
French? We speak English here, Sean.
Carte blanche.
From Texas. I'm upset, unless
you're talking about one of the Golden Girls going shopping, you better not be talking about carte blanche.
Carte blanche?
I need some
seize the cart.
Very good.
I need me some carte Sophia. Not carte blanche. She's the boring
carte
one.
Sophia, baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good stuff. Yeah.
What about you, Shawnee?
I mean, I don't do resolutions. Yeah, I don't do resolutions.
Do you do enhancements?
I do enhancements. I
Other
always
ways of bringing pixels together.
And hence, you know, I just try to make sure that whatever year I'm going into is better than the year prior, or I make changes in myself for the better. And it's like, it's nothing specific or anything that I'm trying to work on, because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you can really pigeonhole. Am I right?
Sometimes.
That's a movie.
Boy, right, tell there. Me.
Sometimes you get a pigeon.
Maybe that's how they get like pigeon footed.
I feel like you can just pigeonhole yourself into doing something when like 3 months in, you're like, well, pivot. You know, so it's just, I don't fucking know.
I mean, yeah.
But I mean, we have a lot of exciting things coming up this year. And, you know, not much I can talk about right now, but you know, it's gonna be a lot of work, and it's gonna be a good year. And I don't really want to focus too much on one thing when there's so much stuff that needs to be worked on, in general.
Is you being this cagey your way of telling us that you joined ICE?
Well, no, here, like,
$100,000 signing bonus, and
I was gonna say,
I found out
$45,000. I don't remember how
he's wearing a tuxedo. I was wondering how he was able to afford that right now.
What I found out was the only way to get the ICE commercials to go away from my non-premium streaming service shows was to, they said, if you join, we'll stop giving you the ads to join.
You're still gonna join, get the ads,
and they're still there. And
yeah.
They said sometimes it takes 6 to 7 months for them to go away. Yeah. So
the only way to avoid propaganda is to pay for the ad-free version.
Oh, that sounds so much cheaper than my respectability.
ICE actually stands for increasing commercials every day. So
fuck! No!
You signed up. You actually joined, and it's just now.
You know, honestly,
you joined the bad ICE. How did you manage that?
I don't know. And, okay, so here's the thing. Legitimately, there are like some service, like streaming services, that I don't even want to update to a package, because I'm just like, there's some things that they can't just change because you've signed up for certain things like ages ago, like your grandfather did. And if you change to a different thing, I am so paranoid that I am just going to be at their new terms of whatever that you're signing up for. We can change this at any time. We can make you have ads at the snap of a finger. After Prime did that to me, they separated it into having ads and not having ads, and you are at a baseline at having ads, fuck that. Never changing my streaming services again. It's bullshit.
Because that's how they get you.
Bullshit. At least Prime doesn't... Oh, maybe it does. I don't think Prime just shoehorns commercials into the middle of movies, do they?
It's usually at the start.
They're like 20 seconds long.
They usually do like a 3-minute ad thing at the front.
If you're watching it a free, if you rent it, they will usually put one at the front, one or two, but then no, they don't interrupt. I think if you're watching it like free though, they will put one or two in the middle.
Well. Bathroom break. Bathroom break. I don't know. Brian, what about you, Brian?
Me?
Brian.
Oh, did you say Ryan? Oh, wait. He's not here.
God damn it.
Much less confusing. I don't know. I feel like I set one last year and didn't keep it, so I'm probably going to do that one again.
Run it back, baby.
Run it back.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off. Hole.
No. Last year, and this is actually kind of funny, my New Year's resolution was to seek out an official ADHD diagnosis, and I put it off for a whole year, as somebody with ADHD is wont to do.
Sure. Oh yeah, I bet you it felt like just yesterday that you made that plan to do it.
Honestly, right? Did, yeah. But then there was, you know, there's the whole thing in the middle there where like my health insurance was uncertain, and everything is good now. It should be a breeze. So
Shit. Fine nuts, because once you get on medication, it's a superpower.
That's what ADHD I'm thinking. Like once I'm medicated for this, it's going to make everything else so much easier. Like, one of my general goals every year is always to just be like, do better than last year. And
sure.
You know, that should be easier once I got my head right.
Yeah.
My other one is to rewatch the entire MCU and all the extended Marvel properties before Doomsday.
Damn, son.
That's so I got a year.
Yeah.
I saw something today that said that Pepper Potts or Penny Potts, whatever her name is, one of those two
Gwyneth
has
Paltrow.
Killed 11% of the MCU villains.
Yeah, that's accurate.
And when I was like, nah, and then I looked at the breakdown, I'm like, okay, I'm like, that checks out. And that is still somehow really
she was
high.
The one who killed the Ironmonger and Aldrich Killian. And yeah, I mean, she's got a good body count.
Two of them. She's killed two people, but there's only 18. And that's
like
one out of nine
now. But
yeah. I don't know. Wait, there's 30 MCU movies. How many MCU movies are there?
Well, that like he said, and the 37 properties.
Oh,
so you're talking like
maybe it was
trying not to make any movies on the way through the parking lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Just
37
set
movies
it.
In a row.
In a row.
In
baby.
A row. In a row.
Yeah. So, like, are you gonna do like all the Netflix shows and stuff too?
That's what I've been trying to decide if I'm going to include the shows or not, because that's an extra. Like, I'm definitely not going to be like watching through the Inhumans show that they did, or like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
No,
so I'll probably skip the Netflix shows. I might do
not
the
all
proper MCU shows.
Wait, when does
Doomsday
come out?
Next December.
Next December 2026, or yeah. Like next December GTA 6 style, where it's actually
it's going to get pushed back 3-4 times. They're already putting out ads for it, so I assume they'll stick to their date this time.
Mm. Damn, that is a commitment, man.
I'll probably like do the actual MCU 50... shows, but not all of the silly stuff.
All the ones on like Disney.
I'm not going to rewatch like Cloak and Dagger and The Runaways and all that.
Hmm. Is there anything? Is there any off the top of your head or a couple that you're looking forward to getting to already? Like when you think about this, that you're really excited to revisit or that you haven't in a long time and you are excited to see it recontextualize in the whole
that's a
everything
good question
that you've seen.
There's some that I've actually never gotten to. Some things like I finally seen Blade, but I've not seen Blade 3 yet. I haven't seen Blade Trinity. I can't remember if I've seen Blade 2 or not.
Huh.
Honestly, do not know. But like, and then there's like Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. I can't remember if we did that or not, Dave. I have no idea.
I'm not. Have okay. Maybe?
I don't think so. I can't remember.
Do those movies just blend together for you guys?
Eventually, all of like the 2000s and 2010s ones kind of do blend together, especially
my old,
the ones that aren't part like connected to a larger universe, like the X-Men or something.
Yeah.
My old hip-hop band sampled a bit from Blade 2, where Kris Kristofferson's character says, "Catch you fuckers at a bad time."
I don't think I've seen the second one then.
Yeah, that's right before he blows up a bunch of vampires. It's pretty fucking great.
Naturally.
Kris Kristofferson rules. Raoul Duke.
Is he dead?
Raoul
sure is.
I can't even picture who that is, honestly.
I'll just picture a ground with grass growing over and a stone tucked to the wide axis.
And that's Kris Kristofferson.
Good call. Oh, I know that guy.
Oh, you couldn't think of who Kris Kristofferson was. Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, that one.
From
that's on
Ang Lee's
right
The
now.
Hulk.
Yeah.
That's what okay. Everybody knows him from.
Yeah. As made famous in.
The Bouncing the Hulk.
Oh, the original.
The Incredible Bouncing born. Hulk, yeah. Didn't we just see him in something? Maybe Chris back
Kristofferson?
In. Kristofferson? Yeah, Kristofferson. Wasn't he in a movie? Maybe in a... Action movie December and July? Maybe not.
I don't remember the last Christofferson sighting.
Oh, Brian, it was in something I sent you recently.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm
that we'll talk about next Christmas, possibly.
That makes more sense. That is what I was thinking of, 100%.
So check back in with these guys in about a year, everybody, and you will get the payoff that you deserve.
That's right.
Honestly, maybe. It'll be worth it.
It'd be really funny if, like, there was one person listening that marks it down in their, like, Google Calendar or something. Check back in a year, and you guys don't even do it.
That would actually be par for the course.
Yeah, that would track.
We'll get there?
No, it won't.
Put a pin in it.
Something, ADHD medication, something.
I don't even know if it's that. I think it's kind of just to pull the chute in case of emergency. Get me out of this conversation and move on.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, what about you, Kyle?
So I've always been, well, not always, but like probably, I guess, the last decade. Now, I'm sort of similar to Sean. I don't really do a resolution. I do like a theme for the year. I think last year my theme, I'm pretty sure I did growth. But this year I'm going to do health, actually. I'm doing the theme of health, and that's going to encompass, you know, my physical health. I do need to really start a serious workout regimen, and my mental health, like, God knows that took a lot of hits in 2025. So hopefully 2026 is a bit of a rebound. We shall see. But then also, you know, that applies to a lot of things, you know, financial health. Got to keep that up. Home health. I had to replace a lot of bullshit this year. So hopefully that's kind of the end of that. And things are smooth sailing, at least for this year. So yeah, I'm going with the theme of health for 2026 and just seeing what I can get healthy. So. Again, I like to do a broad theme that can kind of cover a lot of different areas. And I feel I did pretty good with growth last year. I did make more in what I wanted to, so.
Nice.
I do also have the goal of, I want to break 95 this year on the golf course, so. I think I can do it.
I thought you meant the interstate. You just want to break 95. Like, fuck this road.
95, I mean. I got to break 100 first, which I've been close. I've shot 101, so got to break 100. But I'm pushing it past that because I know I'm going to get that. I'm going to break 95 this year. So,
okay. Have you tried cheating?
No.
Oh, that's a solid strategy.
Cheating at the game is cheating myself.
Okay, I can't be the only one. I know there's listeners and possibly other people here. I have no idea what that means. Is there like a baseline for your course that you're trying to get
usually
to?
Usually, most courses have a par different of like 72 to 75 ish.
Yeah. Okay. The good courses, though, have it like 44. Yeah. Like that's usually the par you're trying to get to.
That's what I mean, is like there's such a wild variance. Like, what's the par on your course?
Again, like, I think the one I play, it's like 75, 76, maybe.
Cool.
Yeah, but then you also have that one with the windmills.
True. Yo, true. I've played on that one by his house. Yeah. I was really bad.
That's a good time. What's your baseline?
I'm assuming it's not that high if we're asking other people what the baseline is for a golf.
Well, at that mini golf one, I think the baseline was like a 21 and I did 121.
They're saying, hey, knock this sucker in one shot almost all the time.
Every time. Except for the ones that expect you to chip. They expect you to chip with those little putters.
I take my kids mini golfing all the time and like you have like the concrete like blocks on the outside.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. You tap them, the ball launches off faster than
it is. Bounce so bad.
They're like ramps.
It's pretty sweet.
I love mini golf, man. I've loved it my
whole
life.
You ever watched the professional mini golf videos from back in the day on YouTube?
Yeah, like the 80s. I stumbled upon them once. Dude, it's really good.
I went through a period where I was sending somebody in here those, just like 1993 mini golf championships. And dude, every one of those golfers has a ridiculous intro card. Like, as they're starting the show, it is the most overproduced bullshit like ever, and I fucking love it. Dude,
dude, I need to go down this rabbit hole immediately.
Dude, it's incredible.
I have a new New Year's resolution.
There you go, Brian, because I love you.
I'm going pro and mini golf, guys.
There's the 1998 ones sponsored.
Here comes Ellis Warren. They call him the radius acid. His only weaknesses are left dog beds. And when he hits it, he's a two-shotter unless he's not. Also, not a virgin. He wants everyone to know that.
Also not a virgin.
This video you said is half an hour long, Kyle? All right.
Yeah, here's the thing. What Dave just said could possibly have actually been the script that he was reading from. Like an actual somebody typed it up.
And he wants everyone to know.
Yeah.
Breastfed until he was 6 years old, and that's why he's able to make the sweet butts when he needs to.
And that was by choice.
But don't worry, he no longer sleeps in mommy's bed as of last week.
He's 17 now, but want you to know he officially touched boob at 15.
Mom.
It's just a kid with like a backwards hat and like a polo, and he's like, yeah.
Oh, his name's Chad.
He's the bad boy of mini golf.
Fred Durst.
He's exactly what this sport needs. He's ruining it.
Oh, yeah, man. He's wearing socks and sandals, but his socks are mismatched.
That's cool.
He can't stop sinking him.
You know what would be really cool is, so like, you see videos of, what was that, Jesse Pinkman, whatever his, Aaron Paul, from back in the day on what, Wheel of Fortune? And sometimes you see these old videos of celebrities on shows like that. I want to watch through some of these mini golf championships and just see a random ass
who's
name
there?
Like, just be like, oh, that's like where Jason Mantzoukas got his start.
Oh, yeah. Just like the people that you would never anticipate just being absolute bosses shit at mini golf.
At mini golf.
I wonder how much mini golf has changed since the 80s. Like, oh, when was the introduction of the loop-de-loop?
Innovations have we seen in mini golf recently? There's a place near me that has an actual zip line on the first hole.
I've got has that. Not on the first hole, but it's all an indoor course, too.
Wait, you have to ride the zip line, or do you send the ball down on a zip line?
You ride it.
You hit it, and then you ride a zip
line. What? Yeah. What? Are you knocking this off of a cliff? What is happening?
I don't know.
This
sounds
amazing.
The one here is not as exciting as it sounds. It's just like you sit on something, and you kind of, it's like not fast at all. You just kind of slide down a
like
little.
Like E.T. ride? Uh-huh.
Very, very base and boring.
Okay.
But you also do play, there's one that's like in a school bus, and you hit it, you like play in the school bus. They have like a real school bus.
That's pretty sweet. Does it have a clown that spits the ball back at you and taunts you?
That would be sweet ass. They do have like an Incredible Hulk statue.
That movie came out in 1996, and I have not seen an interactive piece of mini golf thing like that.
Oh no.
So I call bullshit. Because I
never
want
actually
to get
seen
taunted
one
by a
that
clown.
Has the windmill.
No, it was too good. It was too funny. It's kind of like the Walk Hard of musical biopics. It just knocked him out of existence for a while.
It's just like, oh, well, we can't do that because of the movie.
I guess. Kyle, you've never seen one with a windmill?
Not like that would actually block your ball.
What?
Really? Yeah. I feel like that's
Everyone I've been to.
Standard operating procedure.
What would be the point of just having a windmill that doesn't block it? Just why bother
energy the generation? You're trying to go green.
Do you only have one that like the propeller only goes to like just above the height of the ball? So like no matter what, it doesn't stop anything? Because if that is the Pacific?
That's
the pacification.
That's the best perfect little guy you could do.
Y'all knew what I was saying. Of the youth.
You know, big perfect,
you're letting them
bro.
Get away
it's
with
okay.
this.
I'm sorry, what?
How you doing with the ladies? Let me just say I swim in the Pacific Ocean.
I dropped a body in a very specific ocean.
It was, oh, which shit. Part? It was specific.
Excuse me, but my kid can't play in your course because your windmill blocks his balls. We need a refund. Shut up. Oh shit! You know that's happening.
Would you play life-size Hungry Hungry Hippos?
With fuck like yeah. real hippos?
Not with oh. real hippos, but
slap
like,
them on the how, ass and they eat.
Then how is this?
Yeah, say, that's what that hippos
yoink their tail.
They're like halfway into an enclosure.
Immediately turns around and just bites you in half, like casually. Doesn't even break a sweat. It's just like, oh. You're like, ah.
You get gummed to
teacher
death.
Tells me that a hippopotamus is a vegetarian.
You ever see those videos of the hippos eating the pumpkins?
Yes. That's
so satisfying.
How am I missing all these videos? Professional mini golf, hippos eating pumpkins.
Don't you have
signs of rabbit porn open? To Brian?
Yeah.
I guess I need to be more perpetually online.
Brian watches other things happen to pumpkins.
Just puts tube after whatever he's interested in and just sees what happens.
Hippotube.com.
Pumpkin tube.
I used to have a boss that would do that. Like, if you needed something, like, he would just tell you to go to blankworld.com and order it. Like, like, hey, Marty, we need some more of these screws. You're like, well, just get them off screwworld.com. And it's like, that's not a site, bro. And I don't think you want me going to that here if it is. That's a
pretty good bit, though.
just go to blah blah blah.com. Oh yeah. Hippo.
Just download them from my W2.com.
my W2.com.
Hey boss, that site doesn't exist. All right, buy it. We're gonna be millionaires. Did you hear me, millionaires?
We've got
screw world.
I heard a long time ago that every combination of any combination of like letters and numbers, three or less .com had already been purchased or being held on. But like my W2,
even
okay,
sex .com.
I don't know who would buy that, but like my W2.com, I know it's four, but this was like 20 years ago that I heard that. My W2.com. Is available for sale or other proposals.
Ooh, so somebody squatting to on it.
What are those proposals? What are they thinking?
My W2.com. Will you marry me?
Trading websites back and forth.
Do you see how on your W2 you're marking off single? Well, we could change that.
My W2.com is a new dating app. Corn?
What?
Do you think I could offer them three heads of corn?
Only no, if you own three heads like... of cornworld.com.
Yo, that is a fair trade. That is a fair trade.
I'm going to give you 3 years of corn and the URL.
Yeah. And the URL.
That would probably be about as in demand as myw2.com.
Mm-hmm.
I like that somebody thinks somebody's going to want that. They thought
it could be for like a CPA dating site.
That now is you're a thinking. Brilliant idea.
Or like an HR dating site. They would be so ooh. Polite to each other and terrified yo. Of anything. They'd be the most polite everything. Sex chat ever.
Yeah.
All the things you can't say at work.
Every
do you want sex? If you do, you're going to have to sign this in triplicate.
Consent to enter you.
Every single message ends with, does that make you comfortable? Really? Really? Stray silence?
I liked it. I liked it, actually. I actually did like it.
Is that all right with you?
Does that make you comfortable? Do I? Yeah. Do I, baby? Do I make please, you comfortable?
Do I please, make you comfy? Oh.
Yeah, baby. Very comfy.
VerbalConsentWorld.com.
Oh, nice.
You got to give it movie. To take it.
Usual Suspects.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Kyle, what dicey. Else do you got for topics for today?
I also, like, anything in 2026 that you're looking forward to? I only have the one thing, really, and we alluded to it earlier, and I'm not 100% that it even does come out this year. But if it does, I am very hyped for GTA 6. But really, that's about it. I hope I get hyped for more things. I don't know, 2025 was kind of a nihilistic downer year. I didn't look forward to a lot of anything and didn't find much joy in what I did find. So hopefully that changes. Putting a lot of that on GTA 6. No pressure, Rockstar.
No,
but
no pressure, Grand Theft. They never let anyone down.
Better be the best thing of all time. I was trying to think like all day of anything else that I've even thought about that's coming out. And that's really just GTA 6, even like movie wise and show wise. I don't really have anything else that I'm that much looking forward to. So if that changes, and I hope it does, I'm sure I'll talk about them. But that's what I got is GTA 6. So what about you, Shawnee?
Man, I don't know anything that's coming out in terms of like games or movies. And even if I did know games, like GTA's just made me so not pay attention to release dates and stuff that, you know, I don't really retain much of that. But I'm always excited for, like, I am legitimately excited for every season of Traitors that's going to come out this year. I don't even know what's coming out, when they're coming out.
Taskmaster,
but I know
that I am hype on. Especially Taskmaster. Rumors of a new American cast member.
Ooh. Cool. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Last season was a good rumor. It's a good rumor.
It's a good rumor. Was,
he's famous from America. He's not American, not born
true,
here,
true.
Famously.
Why are you guys tap dancing around this? What is
interesting?
Why are you gatekeeping?
Come on, that's Jimmy. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That'd be fucking huge, dude. That'd be awesome. I'd love the shit out of that.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
So yeah, any of those? Like, I'm super hyped for those. Gonna enjoy the heck out of those. We got some shows that we're going to. It's pretty hype about. We're going to see Foxy Shazam in like 2 months.
Oh, nice.
Fucking A, that'll be tight as hell.
Yeah, dude. They're playing like 40 minutes from us for like $30. Sick. So
tight, dude.
Didn't they do like most of the soundtrack for season 2 of Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Like almost all of it? If
not
all of it.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing.
I'm gonna look into concerts.
Looking at concerts, man, like one of my favorite things.
Oh, fuck yeah, Vivaldi. Oh, Vivaldi's back?
Pizza?
Yes. Pizza.
Vivaldi pizza. That is a place around here, so I was legitimately like wondering if you got if they went like national.
No, the famous composer.
Pizza sucks.
They skipped regional, went right to
the harpsichord guy.
Oh man. But yeah, one of my favorite things about Spotify is that you can like look up anybody and then just click on events and it has like a whole list of like everywhere that they're playing. It makes it so much easier to find than just going to like Ticketmaster or something.
Yeah, it sounds just like the dark web and just looking at individuals too.
I need to ask some people about that. Anyways, Brian, what are you looking forward to?
Oh God. I also have some shows coming up. Actually, one of them's on a boat. Going on another cruise in February, so that'll be fun. Sick. And then as soon as I get back, going to Chicago for another show.
Nice.
Amazing. Okay.
So
you guys are living it up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely looking forward to both of those. I know that tickets go on sale next week for a little gig near Sean's area that happens every 4th of July weekend, and I've never been able to attend. So I was thinking about maybe doing that this year.
James Taylor. Oh. Dude, there's only so many. Like, honestly, it was a little bit of a surprise that he's doing this year's show. Because
I was also
in
surprised. Yeah, because it looks like he's doing like a whole ass tour. Like, right after that weekend, he's going international. So I was like, is he doing it this year?
There's also talk like in the last year or two of him moving the show to SPAC. So.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, that is for anybody listening. That makes zero sense to you. But
no, but it's James Taylor at Tanglewood is something that's been on my list since I was a child, and I would like to do it before I don't get the opportunity anymore. So,
dude, get like 8 tickets and then just sell 6 of them and pay for
honestly,
your entire trip.
Right? Because that thing sells out so fast.
Because people do exactly that and buy 8 of those tickets and then resell just hawk them for 6 months.
Make the terrible Ticketmaster ticketing system work for you.
Yeah.
White out the S on each ticket.
James Taylor. Just one James. Singular James.
Single James. I didn't know he had a brother.
I was looking to get tickets for a comedian earlier today, and something I joined a wait list for this show, and where he was performing, somewhere in Connecticut, I think, they will straight up refuse third party tickets or any ticket that doesn't have your name on it.
Oh wow.
Which I am so fucking here for, because I am so tired. So tired of resale tickets and the bots getting all of them. Fuck everyone. Like, I hope more places implement something like this. Like, please.
I agree.
It was such a relief to see. And the show sold out. So it's like, it's not like it's hurting their sales.
Right. So. Yeah. The Ticketmaster and the venues are all okay with it because all their tickets are getting sold. And then it's the people who actually want to go to the show that are getting fucked. So, I hope more people start doing that kind of system.
How can we sit here and fight this? Easy. The venues start making it so they will only accept tickets if you have an ID with that name on it. Easy.
Boom. Handled. Also looking forward to Marvel's Wolverine, the new Insomniac game that's supposed to be coming out next year.
Hell yeah. That's like the same engine as Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With like, hell yeah. Did you guys ever play that classic Wolverine on like the Xbox 360 for the movie tie-in?
Oh yeah, where you could like into a helicopter, like
but like he would like take the real-time damage and regenerate it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. No, I never played
that. That was your health system. That was like, instead of like a health bar, like Wolverine would like lose chunks of his body, and that was like
well, that's a fun mechanic.
And then like,
and then have to grow
when
back.
You didn't take damage, then like Deadpool they would slowly style. Grow back, and that was your health bar going back to full. It was sick as hell, dude.
Sounds like fun.
It was a fun game. Mm-hmm. Dang, honestly, really a one. Little surprised that it is not referenced or talked about more when people talk about older superhero games. Like the PS2 Spider-Man gets talked about all the time.
All the time.
It should, though.
Nonstop. But yeah, it's such should, a good though. Game.
But like, also, so should this Wolverine game.
It should. The game was really that good.
So, you don't corner the market on this, Spider-Man. Spider-Man!
And just to stay on brand, I'm looking forward to Doomsday, obviously, but also Wonder Man and the Lanterns show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those are all high on my list.
Nice. Nice.
Supergirl.
What about you, Dave?
Supergirl. Yes, please. Pretty much every movie that Brian just said, like, I'm half chub for right now. So, I mean, it's basically that. And then, I mean, I don't know. Another fun with the kids. Like, that's my life now. Yeah. Is I'm just with the kids.
It's the children.
Having a wonderful time doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are super dad in it.
I try. Not did too you, fucked up yet.
Did you go to any, like, school Christmas, like, concert type things?
No, because the one we had, my son was sick, so he couldn't go that day. But it was one of those where, like, as the parent, you're just like, that kind of does suck, but.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Like,
at the same time.
I feel bad, but, like, darn. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed for him. Not disappointed in the whole situation.
Disappointed for him, not at him.
Yeah, I feel bad that he doesn't get to have that experience, but I'm also not upset about having to sit in, like, an auditorium and listen
of
to that
screaming Rudolph the Ring.
2 hours.
off-key with all of his classmates at the top of his lungs.
Rudolph the Ring!
Black light bulb.
and I cannot stress this enough, the world's most uncomfortable chairs.
Oh yeah.
They somehow have engineered them to be even more uncomfortable. They replaced all the metal ones with those weird plastic ones that just like dig into you. Awful.
Remember the old they were like stone seats, but they had like the metal rivets in them.
The four rivets, yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the rivets
were like a dark blue.
Ugh, dude, I have had and still have a bony ass, and those hurt like fucking crazy.
It was that. That usually had like the wire cage underneath for your books. Uh-huh. Yep. And the solid steel pole arm to come out and support the desk. Just a torture device.
Oh, listen, my goodness. Then we walk down to the river to get our water for the week.
Okay, you joke, but I'm thinking back, and I remember how hype I was when I got to my first classroom that had an open-up top desk instead of the one that you just slid stuff into the front.
Oh, you feel so hype. Sneaky.
I was like, yeah, I felt like I had a transformer for a desk. Granted, the world's most fucking lame transformer, but that shit... It had moving parts. Everybody listening is like, what's a desk? No, we don't see that young.
Our dad. Somewhere that you put your laptop to take notes?
Yeah, I was going to say, do kids just do everything on laptops even at school now?
They're Chromebooks, guys. Get it right.
Chromebooks, right.
So, yeah.
Do they have to be Chromebooks?
No. But most of them
can you
are.
Just come in there with an Alienware and just like...
just set up...
Just start no scoping.
Hold on, teach.
No
scoping. Gotta get my cooling system plugged in.
Counter-Strike, showing him who's boss.
Yo, you plug in that computer, the power goes.
I was going to say, you take the whole tower. Everything.
Carrying the tower from class to class.
You have your own AV push cart with all your computer parts on it.
Man, you try to explain it to kids that you're Cal-I, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they have to explain the entire Cal system to them.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Man. Yeah, all we could afford was this this Pentium Tower from 2003. Do you guys have a plug? That should be
cool. How about your extension cord, please? Also, I don't have a Wi-Fi adapter, so do you have an Ethernet cable I could borrow? Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, it's up that you only have one and it's on your computer. Can I like borrow it for just this clap, please? I'll sit up there.
Wait, man, so your sister's not home tonight? All right, never mind.
Man, I ran into one of my old I ran into one of my old teachers yesterday from when I was a sophomore in high school. And I was just talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, how's everything? And he's like, oh, I'm good. You know, did you hear that I stopped teaching? And first thing in my head is like, why the fuck would I hear that? And
I'm like, oh, no. Yes, I've been watching your career very closely.
Like, who's informing me of this shit of my teacher from 25 years ago?
Oh, like,
I don't
hear?
Give a fuck. But I'm like, oh, no, when did that happen? He's like... Oh, in July. I'm like, oh, so like 4 months ago. Okay. sure. No, yeah, that's
I didn't
cool.
Hear that, bro.
I mean, what are you doing? And he's going to the CIA.
Oh,
put
stuff
like
on OnlyFans.
Baking and
now you're blowing up his spot.
Yeah, that's
turns fine. Out he's in the CIA.
No, Baking and Pastry, Culinary Institute. And so now he's like forced to live in a dorm and do all this stuff. I'm like, oh, well, that's crazy. What happened? He's like, well, things haven't been the same since COVID, and like the kids have changed. And you know, you remember,
I don't know how
there.
To reach these kids.
he goes, you remember having some of those teachers that were just like, they were past the point of where they should have been there, and they were just miserable, right? And I'm like, do you want me to name names or? Oh, no, I just don't want to get to that.
Well, he is in the CIA now. So.
What was that, Kyle?
Why did that just give me an idea for like a movie of a pastry chef turned secret agent?
Do
why
it.
Why don't you just have it as the pastry chef at the CIA?
Exactly.
There's a whole B plot in American Dad where they lose their budget for the CIA. So they have to pivot.
God, this has Melissa McCarthy all over it.
They turn it into the cake IA, and they start baking cakes and win a cake reality show. It's great.
I mean, that is pretty great. But honestly, Brian, I really think you're onto something here.
Right? Like somebody gets into the CIA, but they think it's one thing, but it turns out.
Because their resume says CIA on it, and the people at the intelligence are like, they've already worked here.
This guy's got experience, CIA. Let's bring him on.
And this dude's just like, what do you want me to pipe? And they're like, that guy in the head with a gun.
Why do I feel like this is like a loose interpretation of Chuck? Isn't this just like the plot of Chuck?
If like, is it is, then I need to watch this.
Yeah.
It's somebody ask Micah, is this the plot of Chuck?
This is how it happens, right? Better show.
And so we're from 2 to 3 weeks. Micah will let us know. Yeah, I see what
you did there.
You guys, I think it's still a few years away. You think Jared goes for the comeback?
Jesus.
When's he out?
Like 28, 29, I think.
He's legit out in 28 or 29?
Yeah. I think he goes for the comeback, way shorter than what you would think for what he did.
Okay. But, okay. So let me ask.
Spokesperson for Quiznos instead.
It's like the guy who traded from Verizon to AT&T. Yeah. He's like, I can hear you now.
Well, he did like, the Sprint commercials, right? And then Sprint got bought by T-Mobile. So he did everything except AT&T.
Yeah. And now Jared will go to work for Quiznos and be like, I'll give you a foot long.
I don't even think that he would do that. Ew. I feel like Mr. Arby's would call up and he's like, listen, Jared, I know that you're a pervert, but I got to work around. Come work for us, be our spokesperson, and you could say, I've got the meats all day long.
Mr. Beef, is that you?
Him and Papa John start a new company.
Yeah.
New.
Oh no!
Right. So it's a racist child porn ring?
Combination Papa John's Subways,
and Shaq would still be the spokesperson.
He doesn't give a damn. We'll do anything for a dollar.
Just ask the general.
Oh no!
Shaq will do anything for a dollar.
Okay, so there's like death pools and like guessing who's gonna die next, right? Who thinks that? Okay, 28, 29. So we got 2 to 3 years here. Is Jared making it out of there?
I think so, man. At this point, he probably will. If he was going to get got, he'd have got got.
Would he? Or are there people just waiting for him to almost taste freedom? Taste that $5 foot long of freedom.
You want him to smell fresh, but not be able to eat it.
I don't know, man. I feel if he was going to get got, he would have.
I agree.
Maybe he's paying them off with his Subway money for protection.
He's not listed on deathlist.net in the top 50 for people to die right now.
You're supposed to go to deadpoolworld.com, actually.
Oh, sorry. Kyle's Boston yelling at me. Man, this is like really depressing.
Deadpoolworld.com.
Because the one thing I do appreciate is that whoever this lady Esther Ranson is, she's 86 years old, TV presenter. She was number 6 last year. Now she's number 1. Dick Van Dyke was number 1 last year. Now he's number 2.
Way to
no
go.
Way.
He just won't go.
On this list, yeah.
I tried last month on our Patreon, but.
It's because he's too old for Legos, and so there's a lower likelihood of him choking or stepping on them to death.
But the crazier one on this is that number 5 is Buzz Aldrin. He was number 40 last year. Wow. Someone said, just they looked at it, and they're just like, you look like shit, Buzz.
You're somebody saw Buzz Aldrin 35 like,
places this year.
Question.
There are only 5 people ahead of you that have better probability to die than you.
Hey, is he on the list?
Who, Jared?
No. I think you know who I'm asking about.
Oh. Probably not. But I hope so.
Who?
Oh. I mean, I know he's on A list, but maybe not that one.
Yeah. Is this list redacted at all?
Because I do not. No list here, no nothing here.
Is this Ben Stiller's character from Along Came Polly is making this list? Is he like predicting their probability of something happening to them?
Who is behind this website?
Yeah. Is this one of those like insurance analysts that is like, all right, well, you have a very high likelihood of dying, but they're like analyzing
what a scumbag piece of shit he was in that movie looking back on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, Do you think a Jell-O wrestling ring would have made that movie better or worse?
I mean, it did have Jennifer Aniston, and I'll leave it at that.
But what if it's Jennifer Aniston and Philip Seymour Hoffman in the Jell-O?
Still would watch.
See a lot of Philip Seymour Hoffman in that flick.
I'm honestly, you made it more enticing.
Yeah. Plus, I get Philip Seymour Hoffman back.
That's a win-win. Mm-hmm. Unless they just dig him up and throw him in the Jell-O.
Dave, who's what is the top five on that list?
Well, I switched lists again because I could.
What list are you on now?
I switched over to this place called Stiffs.com.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Stiffworld.com.
Wow. Stiffs.com, yeah. Huh? Is it all about Stifler?
In fairness, I'm happy it worked out for this conversation.
Yeah. I almost went to that website for no reason.
Dick Van Dyke, Mel Brooks, Eva Marie Saint, Alan Greenspan, David Attenborough are the top five on this one.
Oh no.
I can't argue with any of those.
Those are
David Attenborough is only 15 on the other list.
Huh. Those are all people that I didn't think was already dead. So that
David
is
David Attenborough
cool for
them. Is 100 years old.
It's crazy. And he looks
and so
it.
Is Mel Brooks.
He looks it way more than Dick Van Dyke does.
Mel Brooks is eighth on the original list, by the way.
Then he must look way older than 100, because Dick Van Dyke looks 100.
He does. So look up David Attenborough, because David Attenborough also is British.
Oh, hold on. I guess this is the age they're
looked
turning this year.
40 years.
Because
they have
like
Dick
dogs.
Van Dyke listed at 108. So that is the age they'll be turning in 2026. So Mel Brooks is still 99.
Wait. And Dick so Van Dyke's not going to be 108?
It says 101.
Oh, I think so.
I heard 108 too.
I also did hear 108.
Wow, after you turn 100, do you just do dog years from there?
Oh, yeah, you just start skipping.
Build it up.
Do whatever you want.
They actually get to choose. You're just Dick like, you know dog. What? Last year I was 100. Now, 203.
You shouldn't be able to do anything you want if you do get to 100. That should be like the payoff.
I want to know who the youngest person on this list is.
It's like the monkey paw or the Wonka golden ticket if you get to 100.
Wait, is Clint Eastwood not even on that list? That dude looks like
he's number six.
Okay. He looks like he's been knocking on death's door for 10 years.
Clint Eastwood. He's 28th on the other list.
Dude, when like old people get so old that like their eyelids are even losing the fight to gravity and like their bottom eyelids are just drooped out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they look like one of those dogs.
Oh no, Michael Bolton's on the list?
I mean,
Michael Bolton, what's he like?
He's like,
why? Does he have like AIDS?
He's 73. But he's lived a life.
Does he have like AIDS?
William Shatner's on the list. He turns 95 this year. Oh my God.
Yeah, Shatner.
Yeah, see, that makes sense. I wouldn't ask, does he have AIDS? He's 95.
Like, for Shatner. He's so thick, man. Shatner is.
Shatner gives, he doesn't give off AIDS energy at all.
No,
that's what I'm
life.
Saying. I wouldn't ask because he's 95. But you hear somebody who's like 70 and he's on a list to die. It's like, okay, does he have AIDS? Is he
actor
on a ticking?
Eric Dane is on the list and he's 54. So
he's got
Ryan Seacrest is on the list. He might have.
Okay, AIDS. See, so my question wasn't that fucking weird.
Yeah. He does have ALS. That makes sense.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest looks like he has a new disease named after him called Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest disease. How do you not see that coming?
He's just, duh, of course you were going to get it, dude. What did you think?
Man,
I love that. You think about ALS, you're like, Lou Gehrig's disease. Lou Gehrig's just like, God damn it, I can't believe they gave it to me. Ryan Seacrest disease. Like, what is it? Fucking that. Just fucking that.
What's that?
Then they cut to him. And it's just like he's lit from underneath and he's like, ooh.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Hey.
Yeah, that's the sequel.
That's a New Year's potpourri. I always want to say Patreon, but it's not. That was an hour long.
That's kind of how we treat the Patreon these days, though. So if you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon.
Yeah. And if you enjoy this, there's usually more of this over there this over there, there for this. Yeah. With a whole lot less visual description. Like, this was a very visual episode for an audio format. That's so great. Love you guys. But also, like, welcome to the new year. Fucking weird. But yeah, linktree.com/experiencegrind or patreon.com/experiencegrind. It's pretty great. Pretty great.
Yeah. And until then, everybody, go resolute yourself.